It's mid-afternoon, and all is quiet. The doors are locked, the lanes are dark. The only movement in this cavernous space is that of a small woman with gray hair. Alva Brown is standing in front of a mountain of paperwork.
See what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning drawers out in my desk.
It all comes down to this. 42 years of running a place, of nurturing it through good times and bad. The Southway Bowling Alley is closing.
It's taken me all day. This is just two drawers. If you look at my office, you'll see why.
Tonight, we're ending our program by taking you to a little-known corner of the world, Duckpin Bowling Lanes in South Baltimore. These lanes are something of a relic from a time when this obscure sport was more popular. And they are one of those wonderful downtown discoveries you can still make in cities like Baltimore. But the Southway's days are numbered. Like so many urban idiosyncrasies before it, the Southway has succumbed to change. In 2 weeks, its doors will close, the lanes will be ripped up, and construction will begin on a set of loft apartments, which some say are more appropriate for this increasingly trendy neighborhood.
Southway Bowling Center.
If you've never lived in the Mid-Atlantic, there's a good chance you've never heard of Duckpin. It's a lot like 10-pin bowling, but the pins are short and squat, the ball is small enough to hold in one hand with no finger holes, and you get three bowls per frame instead of two. No one really knows why the pins are called duck pins, but there are a couple of theories. One is that when the lightweight pins are hit, they scatter and fly up into the air like ducks. Alva is taking reservations by phone for Southway's final nights.
Come in earlier? Oh, what time you get off of work? Well, you can be in here by six.
Alva Brown came to Duckpin Bowling when she was a young woman and eventually became good enough to be inducted into the Duckpin Bowling Hall of Fame. Southway has been Alva's life. Her husband used to joke that if he wanted to find her, he had to come here. The news that the building had been sold and the bowling alley would close came as a blow to Alva and to those who've come to expect that certain things in their community would remain constant.
Okie doke. They're all so nice.
It sounds like they were disappointed that the place is closing. Mm-hmm. You're getting a lot of those phone calls these days?
I said if I had a penny for every call that I've had.
Formerly a blue-collar area, the neighborhood called Federal Hill, where Southway sits, is now an upscale community of historic houses and renovated buildings. For generations of people who grew up here, Southway was a babysitter and social club. It was home to leagues from churches to art galleries. On Saturday nights, kids would climb into the bleachers on the second floor to watch their parents play. Alva's own group still plays here. And though arthritis keeps Alva from playing, she loyally shows up on game nights to keep score.
We finally got a new Saturday leg. They bowled 1 week. And then when they come back the next week, I had to tell them, can't bowl, they're closed us. So they look and they says, oh yeah, okay Alva, what's the joke, what's the joke? And I said, it isn't a joke. And they said, come on, we're ready to start. And I said, I'm serious. I mean, everybody, they just feel terrible.
But don't you think that some people in the neighborhood might look at this and say, as wonderful as it is, and it's a beautiful part of Baltimore's heritage, having duckpin bowling, but times are changing, we could use some more apartments down here in Federal Hill and South Baltimore. You know, it's probably good for the neighborhood.
No, don't say that. Because they have built so many apartments around here. We don't need any more apartments. We don't. We need the bowling alley so that the children have some place to go. I mean, they closed the movies. They don't have any place to go now.
Left foot first. Left. Right.
Pat Turner is the Baltimore developer whose company has bought the building that houses Southway. Though he knows he's viewed in some circles as the villain in all this, Turner is unapologetic. He says Southway is only making a third of what it needs to make to stay open. And he has offered to salvage the lanes and give them to Alva if she can find a place to store them.
Duck pin bowling is a dying sport. I mean, it's not a popular form of bowling. At the heyday in the 70s, there was 225 duck pin centers around the country. 4 years ago, there was 82. Now there's less than 70. So the overall factor is there's nothing about that to make it or make it an economically viable project.
But how do you maintain the character of an area if you don't have a wide variety of things? Maybe some old-fashioned things like duck pin bowling, as well as fancy-schmancy restaurants and fabulous cafes. Why not have a mixture? Isn't that better for the community?
No, mixtures are great for the community as long as you have community support for whatever that entity is. For a center that's been there for 60 years, I've run into dozens and dozens of people that are relatively new in the area that never even knew the bowling alley was there. As far as the older residents, had there been even a reasonable level of support, it would have been making some kind of money, at least enough to pay bills. But the bowling alley has been in a losing position for many, many years.
The news that Southway is closing has made it more popular than it's been in years. Weekend nights are booked solid. And on a recent Sunday, the Church of St. Stephen and James held a service in honor of the lanes where, it said, Babe Ruth once bowled. On the altar was a duck pin tableau with pins, a ball, bowling shoes, and photographs. People got up and spoke about what Southway had meant to them. I've felt the hand of God as much on those lanes as I have right here in church, one man said. 90-year-old John Bolander recited a poem.
I've been writing crap like this for years. It's, I hate to say this, but it's something my pastor likes. And he thinks this is great. Here's to the Southway, once so gay, where the balls you rolled on their way, to the distant pins far down the lane, with the hope you have for a mark again. But it's not to be, as you fume and mutter, the ball you wished for a strike went straight down the gutter. Oh, somewhere the sun is shining and the world goes right on rolling, but there is no joy in South Baltimore because at the Southway there's no more bowling.
The Southway's doors will close for good on October 31st. And for this evening, that's NPR's Weekend All Things Considered. So, Alva, what's going to happen to you? Where are you going to go? You going to manage somebody else's bowling lanes?
Some of the bowling centers have, you know, offered me jobs, but I said, no, not right now. I have so much to do in my house that I have put off for 42 years. It'll take me another 42 years to get it straightened out. But I'd still rather be here. I would.